From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Syria's foreign minister says his country is ready to participate in peace talks in Geneva without any foreign interference. Nearly a week after the United Nations Security Council approved a plan for an international Syrian peace process aimed at ending the civil war in that country. Foreign Minister Waled Mualem commenting to reporters today in Beijing.
Syria ready to participate in the Syrian-Syrian dialogue in Geneva without any foreign interference. And our delegation will be ready as soon as we receive a list of the opposition delegation.
Mualem also said his government hopes the dialogue will be successful at helping Syria establish a national unity government. The foreign minister did not explain what he meant by foreign interference. The UN Security Council Wednesday unanimously backed the new Libyan unity government agreed to last week in UN-mediated talks. The British-sponsored resolution called on the new Libyan Presidency Council to follow through on plans to form a new government within 30 days, while also making arrangements for its own security. Matthew Rycroft is the United Kingdom's ambassador to the UN.
It's a positive step for Libya. The UK commends the parties to the agreement for working together in a spirit of compromise and reconciliation to seek the consensus that is so needed in the interests of all of the people of Libya.
Tripoli lawmaker Fayez Sarraj will be the new prime minister and head up a 9-member governing council with a presidential council of ministers drawn from the country's rival administrations. Libya has been in chaos in the 4 years since Muammar Gaddafi stepped down in 2011. This is VOA News. Iraqi forces are battling the last remnants of Islamic State militants hold up in the city of Ramadi in the third day of a major Iraqi offensive, fighting to retake the key city lost 7 months ago to the extremist group. Iraqi officials say IS terrorists using suicide bombers and explosives, as well as snipers and civilians as human shields, all in an attempt to slow the Iraqi advance. Afghan officials say security forces backed by U.S. airstrikes have regained control of a key district center in the volatile southern Helmand province, and they've taken it back from the Taliban. Provincial Deputy Governor Mohammad Jan Rasulyar told VOA that at least 45 Taliban fighters were killed, with many more wounded, before the Afghan forces entered the district center in the province. Sadiq Siddiqui is a government spokesman.
We also were able to provide ammunition and support to our forces in Sangin. The fight is still going on in Sangin. There are areas in which the Taliban are still there and they're fighting against our forces. But at the same time, we will be launching other operations in other parts of the Helmand as well.
A U.S. military spokesman confirmed to VOA that U.S. aircraft participated in the fighting. The Taliban has condemned the extension of U.N. Security Council sanctions against the group, as well as the involvement of NATO's Resolute group. The U.S. Embassy in Beijing has issued an unusual warning to American citizens of a Christmastime security threat in one of the city's most popular expatriate districts. Beijing authorities deployed armed security personnel to the Sanlitun shopping center area in response to the threat. The British, French, and Irish embassies all sent out similar security warnings. Lee Williamson is editor of the Time Out Beijing magazine. He lives in the city and says they've not experienced a threat like this before.
It doesn't really compare to anything we've had recently. Usually the State Department and such give pollution warnings. The last major warning that was given out was about acid rain after the Tianjin explosions earlier this year.
None of the foreign diplomatic missions provided further details about the threat. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security could begin deporting families in the United States illegally by early January, according to a published report. The Washington Post story suggests the U.S. is preparing a series of raids targeting families arriving in the U.S. illegally since the start of last year. The report says the nationwide campaign by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement would be the first large-scale effort to deport more than 100,000 families who have entered the United States through the southern border since just early last year in 2014. A lot of families in the United States illegally this time of year. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.